This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The big one at one as we get you set for a weekend ahead in football. An opportunity to catch up with our buddy Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports. Get your fantasy lineup set. Want to let you know, as promised, we're going to ask you a question. If you can answer it at the end of this segment, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Wizards take on the Mavericks November 7th, Capital One Arena. Follow Andy Behrens on Twitter, at Andy Behrens. That's B-E-H-R-E-N-S. He joins us on our hotline. Andy, who are the big additions, subtractions on Yahoo's fantasy model right now this week?
Oh, my gosh. Pretty slow week in the NFL, huh? Not much happening over the last 24 hours. I imagine what we're going to see today is, and not necessarily that this is the smart thing to do, but hey, we've got a busy bye week here, and people have to make choices for this week and this week only. I imagine we're going to see a lot of people jettison Alfred Morris, Darren McFadden, Rod Smith, right, these Dallas running backs. The news that we've had on Zeke Elliott today is that he's going to play one more week. Hey, I'm not legal expert Andy Behrens. I'm just fancy football expert Andy Behrens. I don't believe that any ruling that's happened today applies beyond this week. But again, we're gonna see Zeke here, so that means all of your really fun plans for Alfred Morris. And I did a Facebook Live yesterday where I basically touted Alfred Morris for something like a full hour. And all of that is worth nothing now. You've got to park him on your bench. Can't play him this week. Other ads that have been really popular, obviously, this week, D.D. Westbrook, a player coming back for Jacksonville. Jacksonville has an obvious need in the receiving core. Allen Robinson done for the year. That freed up a lot of targets. It's not as if Jacksonville wants to throw the ball 40 times per game. That has not been their formula. But Westbrook, just got to keep an eye on. Everybody knows the good work that he did at Oklahoma last year. And then he was an absolute superstar in the preseason. He was almost unstoppable in the preseason. Suffered the injury, core muscle injury. He's had surgeries, come off IR. He's going to be ready to go. He probably gets eased back in this week. But then we expect big things from him over the balance of the season. Just a couple other names out there. Kenyon Drake, probably going to take over for Jay Ajayi in Miami. He's not going to be alone. We're going to see plenty of Damian Williams as well, and they've used him at the goal line quite a bit over the last year or so. But Drake looks like the guy who's going to be maybe 55-60% of the carries.
The terrific Andy Behrens is with us. If Yahoo Sports knows his fantasy like nobody's business. Andy, I'm like Jim Carrey, liar, liar, after he beat himself up and is talking to the judge. I'm a desperate man at the end of his pitiful rope with this bye week situation. Couple receivers that I'm maybe even thinking of stashing long term. I'll throw this out there. You knock it back if you don't like it. Josh Gordon, is that an option maybe now that he's been reinstated? Is there anybody
he's
else?
He's not going to play for a long time, though.
For a few weeks, I know, but maybe will he help somebody? Just a couple leagues where I'm desperate. Is there any name that you think, hey, the last 4 or 5 weeks might be able to help somebody? Worth a stash.
Yeah, so the Josh Gordon situation is tough because it's easy to root for him to get his life back in order and to come back strong, right? We also have to have a healthy amount of respect for all that goes into being a really good player in the NFL, right? And for the last 3 years, Josh Gordon has worked at car dealerships. He's partied. He's gone to rehab. He's tried to get his life back together, right? And there's not a lot of actual football being played. Everybody says he's in the shape of his life. That's great. He hasn't played in the NFL in 3 years, and he hasn't been good in the NFL in 4 years. So, sure, could he come back and make a splash? Maybe final weeks of the season. It's not totally impossible. It is really difficult for me to bet on that, especially when I've got guys out there right now, like Paul Richardson stepping up in Seattle, D.D. Westbrook again coming back for Jacksonville. Westbrook was like, I know I already talked about him, but he, one preseason game, he was like 130 yards. The other one, he had a touchdown. then he suffers the injury, passed the eye test every step of the way. I think that kid is going to be really good. So I'm more interested in the sort of the secondary Seattle receivers, Tyler Lockett, Paul Richardson. I'm interested in a kid that we saw last night, Robbie Anderson. He's available in a ton of leagues. He's an absolute burner. Maybe not an every route in the playbook guy, but a burner, and he's seeing plenty of targets for New York. So those are some names that I'm probably targeting ahead of Josh Gordon. Again, I find it really easy to root for Josh. I hope he makes it back.
Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports. You mentioned Jay Ajayi from the perspective of what happens in Miami. How about his value in Philly? The projections on Yahoo are terrible for him this week. I know this because I have him in a couple leagues where I'm being told, like, start Jeremy Maclin. Start fill-in-the-blank receiver. He's going to get three catches for 19 yards. What should I do in a flex where I've got a Jaya and then a bunch of scrub receivers who might catch four or five balls?
Well, it's a combination of factors this week, right? Number one, he's brand new to the team. We think he's going to have a pretty healthy role moving forward, but he's brand new to the team. It's not as if LeGarrette Blount has played poorly. He has not. I would still expect Blount to be the guy when they get in goal-to-go situations, right? When they're inside the five-yard line. Like, Blount has been absolute money in those situations over the last year and a half. So that kind of kneecaps Ajayi's value to some extent. And then it's also the matchup this week. It's Denver. Denver's defense has clearly not been the problem for that team, and they are very stingy in terms of running back production. So that combination of things, you know, what is his workload really going to be? It wouldn't be a surprise to me at all if he just takes all of Wendell Smallwood's carries and maybe a few from Blount almost immediately. So I think we'll see a decent workload. It's just a very difficult matchup for him. I am excited to see what he does over the balance of the season for Philly because, you know, he wasn't being heavily utilized as a receiver in Miami, and he did plenty of that in college. It's not like he can't catch the football. I mean, I think he had a 50 reception season in college. So we know that's part of his game. It hasn't been a big part of it in the pros. And then now he's at least running behind what is, you know, at worst, a sort of middle-of-the-pack offensive line and could become pretty good in Philly. And that was just not the case in Miami, depending on whose rankings you want to look at. I mean, Miami was either bottom of the league or next to last in the league in terms of offensive line run blocking. So he goes to a much better situation.
Kelvin Benjamin moves. Didn't play last night, obviously too soon, but his value maybe in Buffalo. And then is someone going to catch a pass from the wide receiver position in Carolina? I guess, you know, Funchess has been around, but Curtis Samuel, question mark? I feel very Ron Burgundy about this.
Yeah, Curtis Samuel was a really fun player and another guy with like sub 4.4 speed, right? Really, really fun. He's going to be a bit of a developmental guy because he was, you know, most of the time he was in the backfield at Ohio State, right? So they've got to kind of bring him along. Missed a fair amount of the offseason program too. So he was behind the eight ball from the start. He is an interesting player, certainly a dynamic athletic talent. And let's not forget that they get Greg Olsen coming back too. So Olsen can kind of step right into some of those Kelvin Benjamin targets. It's not particularly helpful for Cam Newton, obviously, but I don't want to say that it just wrecks Cam's fantasy value because obviously, you know, we saw Cam have a pretty fair year when Kelvin Benjamin had torn the ACL and was gone for the season, right? So it doesn't crush Cam's fantasy value. And he's a guy who actually has a pretty nice fantasy playoff schedule. He's got Green Bay and Tampa Bay in the fantasy playoffs. So I'd still feel okay if I were a Newton owner. I'm very interested to see how Funchess does with a new level of attention, right? Because he, you know, kind of by default becomes the number one receiver there now. So now he gets that much more attention from whether it's shadow corners or whether it's the possibility of, you know, a safety sort of hedging to his side of the field. I don't like Funchess as a guy who can just overcome any coverage situation. He has been getting plenty of targets, so I'm not convinced this is necessarily a great thing for Devin Funchess.
When you're trying to make a move on a bye week heavy week like this one, and let's say you need a receiver, is it as simple as just going and clicking on targets and seeing who gets involved in an offense most, or is it all based on matchup? Are you trying to find a guy that could catch a touchdown? How do you do that?
It's a very interesting philosophical question. I will say that the first thing I look at are targets. If the opportunities haven't been going your way, then I'm far less interested. You know, no matter what I may think of you as an athletic talent or as a long-term talent, if you're not seeing 6, 8, 9 targets per week, I'm not going to be interested. And so, like early in the season, you know, a player that I have high hopes for long-term is Tyler Lockett, but it hasn't been until recently that Tyler Lockett is seeing a pretty significant volume of targets. So early in the season, like, I'm starting Mohamed Sanu over him, and it's not like I think Mohamed Sanu is the most, you know, dynamic player in the league. But Sanu, like clockwork, is seeing 8-9 targets per game. And that opportunity almost always beats talent in those situations.
Quarterbacks this weekend, anybody that you can fill in? A couple guys are on by, Brady, Phil Rivers, et cetera. We already had a couple last night. I started Tyrod Taylor in a league. I started Josh McCown in a league. Anybody else this weekend that's okay just to get by for a week?
Nice. Well, those worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in need of quarterback help right now, too, after the terrible, awful, no good Deshaun Watson news. That is hugely upsetting, you know, to me personally, just to me as an NFL fan, right? He was most of the fun of this NFL season, yeah. And now to have Deshaun Watson gone is really a bummer. Guys that you can add for this week who I think might be okay, like, I think Jay Cutler can throw a couple of touchdowns against Oakland. I don't think that's a tall order. He's going to be back. He gets Devontae Parker back as well. We've got Jared Goff playing in New York. No Janoris Jenkins for the Giants. I think that's a huge deal. I think it kind of opens things up a little bit, probably for Sammy Watkins. So I would be surprised if Goff didn't put a couple of touchdowns on the board as well. And, you know, good for you for playing Taylor and McCown. Those two were also very good starts, obviously, last night.
Andy, much appreciated as always. Love having you on the show to talk fantasy football. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Andy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good luck, everybody.
Yahoo Sports is where you can see his work, and you can check out some of their fantasy content. Can the Redskins beat the Seahawks? How would they do it? What script can we write for them? That's next on Grant and Danny.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.